Welcome to the Nightbird Radio Podcast. I'm Timothy Saylor, and I'm going to be your host this evening as we sound out the subconscious, navigate the nocturnal, and explore the farthest reaches of our experience, coming at you from the back of an 86 Dodge Ram van on the rolling foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains in the Great Forest, deep in the heart of the Kali Yuga. This is Radio for the Hauntological Turn. Before we get into the meat of the episode, I wanted to take a second to remind you that the Nightbird Radio Podcast is fully supported through contributions and donations from listeners. There are no ads, there's no monetization here currently. In the future, that might change. We'll have to see what comes. But for now, this podcast is fully supported through listeners like you. And this podcast does cost money. It does take time. It does take energy. And so I'm asking, if you get anything out of this podcast, if you enjoy it, if it makes your day better, if it helps you on your journey, that you take a second to go to nightbirdpodcast.com, hit the donate button, go to the donate link, and turn that value that you've gotten out of this podcast into a number and contribute that energy, that currency, back to me so that I can continue to give you the content that you want. Thank you so much for listening, and I really hope you enjoy this episode. And welcome back, Nightbirds. It's great to have you back, and it's great to be back. And it's also great to have returning guest Tina Maria back. Tina, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me back.
Real quick, do you want to just give anyone that might have not heard the last episode, you know, you don't have to do the full spiel, but can you just tell people like where they can find your services real quick? Definitely go listen to the last episode that we did for sure. Maybe even before listening to this one. But do you want to give them that?
Yeah. So what I do is called Tap In Tune-Ins, and I mainly talk to people's spirit guides and whatever else comes through, to be honest, when I'm tuned in. Always for the highest, greatest good, but I tap and tune in and I record it and I send it to people. Mainly that's what I do. My website is awakeninnerpeace.com. So that's where they can find me.
Yeah. And so I think when we did our last episode, you hadn't done the tap and tune in for me yet.
I hadn't, no.
But immediately when we got on the recording, you were like, oh, you know, you have a Viking with you. Like there's a Viking guy with you.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that makes kind of sense. Like there's some ancestral stuff there. Of course, I immediately thought it was maybe Odin. But I was thinking about that more. And then later that night, and we've talked about this, but like,
yeah, wild.
We've gone through, because I think that happened. And then you did the tune in a couple days later. So like that night, all of a sudden had this burning on my neck. And I was like, what is that? And it's weird because I was like walking through the place in here where I do the headless rite.
Yeah.
Which is a spell from the PGM, the Greek magical papyri. It's like a spell from the papyrus notes of like a Theban wizard from Alexandria, you know what I mean? Like that time period. And it's basically, you know, for like, it's like calling in the higher spirit and like dispelling any negative.
Okay.
Or like, it's like restraining daimons is what it calls them. Like release me from all restraining daimons, and which is, you know, the origin of the word demon. But, so I was like walking in the place where I do the headless rite, where you call in the headless one. And then my neck starts burning and I'm like, what the heck is that? And I was like about to smoke a cigar. I like to do a little cigar ceremony every now and then, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of like get with the spirit of tobacco. Plus it's just, I like smoking cigars.
Just so enjoy it.
Like, yeah, it's nice. Sometimes I get nauseous and that's like, okay, what do we need to look at? And so that kind of happened this time, but before, you know, rewinding just a little bit. So I had the burning on my neck.
Yeah.
And then I looked at it in the mirror and was like, oh, shit, there's like a red spot there.
Yeah.
And what it looked like to me was, from what I've seen before of like ghost hunting, when like a ghost touches someone or scratches them.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. It's like that same
kind of. I saw the pictures. And
you saw the pictures.
It blew my mind.
Yes. And so it was on the front and the back.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay. So like, I felt like what it really felt like was like an arrow had, like, it was like the two spots where an arrow had gone through. I'm thinking a spear at this point, but whatever. Same idea, right? It's a pointy stick.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the heck? And of course, you know me, I'm already like weird. So like, my first thinking is not like what medical condition I have. Is my first thinking is like, what past life? What past life is this? How I died? Like, that's my immediate thought.
Yeah.
Which is also probably like, you know, a thought that wasn't wholly mine too. Like an inspired thought. Like, and that's how it usually comes for me. It just
that's
sounds
how it
like
comes. Yeah.
It just sounds like my thoughts, right? So I was like, okay, great. This is a perfect opportunity. So I asked the spirit of tobacco to take me and show me. And then I went and smoked a cigar and I did a tarot spread outside. And the tarot spread was one of those tarot spreads where like the cards are laid out.
Yeah.
And you can see more than what the cards are showing you.
Ooh.
Like the cards triggered it to just flow into my mind.
Triggered
the scenes, triggered the knowledge. And I'm getting like names and stuff and like
blows my mind.
I'm seeing the past life basically. And so the spread, I remember it clearly. I have the Norse tarot and it's like some guys, I think it's like the Four of Coins, but it's like some guys like setting sail, getting a ship ready to go sail. And then the second card is the moon, which to me is like a twilight journey. You know what I mean? Like a journey into territory that you're not sure about and it can be dangerous.
Yeah.
Dangerous and exciting and not well lit. It's like, it's unknown terrain. That's the moon.
Right. Yeah.
And then the third card was the Norns, which is the Wheel of Fortune, which the Norns are like, specifically in this case, the Norns are like, they're deciding your fate. They're deciding how you die. They're deciding everything about your life. They're weaving your life together. And so it's like this person went across the sea into a unknown land and met their fate.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm still stuck. I got stuck when you first showed that to me. I'll let you finish your story, but I got stuck mainly that you had a physical mark of an entrance and an exit wound physically on your body.
Yeah.
Like, that triggered this whole thing.
Yeah, that was
That's
it.
That's unusual.
Well, and what triggered the whole thing was your...
Yes.
Was like talking to you.
It does,
I think,
that a lot. That happens a lot. Yeah.
And
it's
so,
weird. People tell me stories afterwards. It's crazy how it works.
It's really interesting. Oh, this fly just drank some energy drink. I think it's going to be buzzing. Anyway, so... doing experiments over here on accident. So I get that. And then I'm seeing it and it's like, okay, so in a past life, I was like, we sailed over to a new land and like had a battle with the natives there, wherever it was. I don't, like, there's part of me that thinks it was like here, like America. And there's part, because that was definitely going on. And there's part of me that's like, it doesn't really matter. Like, the archetypes are clear, right? Like,
yeah,
into an unknown land far away. And I and this person that was with me that you saw, was, and I didn't know this
yet. I don't
know
how it
was. Well, yeah, it was a twin.
That's right.
I didn't know that yet.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. And so I like died for him and he buried me over there far away, you know, like in a mound. And I saw that. And then and so I was smoking the cigar and I started to get nauseous.
Yeah.
Which to like is usually like, okay, we need to like go deeper. Something needs to be looked at. Something needs to be released or something needs to be.
Yeah. Some density stuck there.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Totally. And so I came and laid down here. Actually, I came and laid down and I was like, take me further, take me deeper, like show me. And I like went on spirit journey.
Wow.
And I saw that it was like a twin brother that is with me now.
He sure is.
in exchange for like not and and, and so at that moment, because I hadn't had the tap and tune in with you yet, I was just like, oh yeah, so he's like coming back to pay the debt, you know what I mean, like to protect me like I protected him. Oh, but one of the things I saw that was crazy was like he took my blood and wiped it on his face before he went into
Yeah,
battle.
he kind of did a little bit of, from I'm trying to remember, was he a little bit like avenging for you, or I'm gonna, yeah, okay, yeah.
And then, you know, I don't really know what befell him after that. Like, I just saw him burying me and then like just kind of sitting by the grave and like, oh, and the ships were burned, like the ship was burning. So like
Aww.
he was trapped. And like who knows what happened to him. But yeah, there was like an avenging thing going on. And then okay, so then I tell you all this and we're like, oh my God, that's crazy. And I'm like, well, I want to get a tap and tune in with you and let's just see what comes through.
Yeah.
And how much amnesia do you have from that? Because it's like
It's
that's
so
so
crazy.
interesting.
So what happens to me is when I'm in this, it's like a dream. I'm like watching a dream, and I don't really hold on, because if you imagine me holding on to everybody's stories, that would be probably too much in my field anyway. So I don't hold on, but as people speak and talk to me, I can see it again. It just takes that for me to see it again. And I do capture a few notes usually after a session, because I forget. And instead of having to go and listen to the recording again, I'll have some notes. But like, I do remember him, and I remembered the side of his head tattooed, and I remembered his axe, and I remember him keep calling you brother, brother, brother,
And
brother.
so
Like,
it's here's an interesting thing, because like what happened first when he came forward, because you like you called my guides forward, or they
yeah.
were already there, and like
Okay.
they were like stepping right up, and
Yeah.
he came forward and was like, yes, I'm going to be the representative. And then what he did was he took a drink and raised the glass and did like
Yes, the horn.
a
Yeah,
drinking
the
horn,
sloppy cheers.
the sloppy cheers, which is to me is like pouring it on the ground, right? And then he got down on one knee and you asked him what he was doing. He knelt with his sword or axe or whatever.
Yes.
And you asked him what he was doing and he said, a tribute to the fallen.
Yeah, he did that with a sword. It was a huge sword. He had an axe in his belt, but he did that with a really big broadsword, like one of those monstrous sized ones. Like, you know, like it takes a strong person to kind of carry this kind of sword. Yeah, it was some emotion that was still there in your field, I think, is why that came up.
So what's really interesting, because there's this idea in the northern cosmology, where like to fall in battle is like the utmost honor, right? Like,
Oh, yeah.
so
Okay.
nowadays, like I think that's, I see that in a little jailbroken of a way. Like, I don't
Yeah.
think you don't have like we've evolved to the point where like that's actually not necessary, right? Like, I don't have to like be
Yeah.
going killing people, but
Right.
what it means is living my life unafraid
Yes.
and like
Not
going
having to
in.
sacrifice your life anymore for other things,
But
like
I can,
that comes up.
but like so the equivalent of to me nowadays of running into battle is going in to face what I'm afraid of, not caring what the consequences might be. That's the same thing as going into battle, not caring if you die, and being like,
Yeah.
today is my day.
Yeah.
Because they would go into battle being like, today is the day we die.
Yeah,
Like,
I can
hell
hear
yeah,
them.
we're going to do that.
Even you just saying that, the way they scream when they go into battle.
Yes, it's
It's
like, this is it for us.
incredible.
And it's
It's
so.
like the energy. I don't know. There's like an energy thing here with them. I guess a call battle cry or some sort of thing. There's a power in that.
Yeah, and so that's the power. The power is, this is something that I've been winding since we did this, right? Like,
Yeah.
what does it mean? What does it mean to do that in 2024? Obviously, I'm not going to go like overseas and like start slaughtering people. You know what I
No.
mean? Like, what does it look like today? How do we do that today? What, because that same idea is here still. So what does it look like? And like I said, to me, it's like, because they would go into battle knowing that today was the day that they would earn renown, that like that was the ultimate goal, was like,
Yeah.
was to die. And I think that's how I live my life today, is I'm like, today is the only day I got.
Yeah, living it as you. Yeah.
I'm on the 24-hour plan.
I think a lot of people have this energy of war, of going to war and sacrificing themselves for their families, for their brothers, for a country, a religion. There's like numeral, their friends, whatever. There's like this sacrificing energy that has come up several times. And the answers that I'm getting are, we don't need to sacrifice ourselves like that anymore. Not to that extreme where we're sacrificing for a good something that is outside of our, like, say it's something that's told to us, like religion, or something that's been like, I don't know, we don't have to do that anymore in order to get where we need to go. But it feels like we still have the drive of that still in our systems, where we just want to, I don't know. It's like a
That's why
release.
We transmute it. That's why we transmute. So what I'm getting at is we transmute that.
Yes.
And do it
I'm
within.
Like, how do we do that now?
I do it within.
In the life we're in. Yeah.
That's how I do it. My enemies are not flesh and blood. My enemies are my own. And like, I don't even
emotions.
Like, yes, my own old programming, like anything that I want to overcome. An enemy is maybe like even too binary of a word, right? Like, because I personally am not on this like spectrum of like bad and good with this stuff. It's more like skillful
just
and
is.
Unskillful, or like
Sure.
what I want to experience and what I don't want to experience, right?
Right.
So like today, what that looks like for me is like doing things that I'm afraid of.
Yes, there you go.
And doing them anyway. Like,
yeah,
I
you're
don't
right. Boy, that
want to
hit
do them.
when you said that hit. It's
This is going to bring us into dragons too.
Yes, this is how we
Because it's
grow.
the
This is how
same
we grow.
energy.
That fear of change and shifting into something new.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so for personally, there's also like, so that's always been a thing, because there's like I work with Odin. So like there is definitely like this idea of like, so what the ecstasy, what the battle frenzy looks like to me is like getting a runner's high, or like working out to the point where like I don't feel like I can make it, and pushing just that little extra bit that I know I have in me.
There's a camaraderie there too, I
Yeah,
feel.
totally, totally.
There's almost like, like running and pushing yourself to see what you're made of. But it's also, there's this, I've got all these men around me that are thinking this, or it could be women, whatever. You've got these friends all around you that are all saying the same battle cry together, whatever that you're facing. It's this like tribe.
I like that.
Feeling of a tribe.
Yeah, I like that. That's
A
how I
lot of
feel at the
people
gym.
long for. They want their tribe, you know? Like, where's my besties? Like, where's my tribe that I can just like battle through life with?
That's interesting, because you know what? One of the things that he said to me in the tap and tune in was, "Together we are strong."
There you go. I
Yeah,
love that saying. I
yeah,
forgot
and
he said that. Together we are strong.
And so
Yeah.
I've been. So I had a conversation with my friend Lance Baker, who is a like, he does. It's hypnotism, but it's like something else. Like, he talks to parts of you and just kind of like helps them rejoin the fold. But like, he'll do a session with you, and like he'll talk to you this, so like he'll have your hand as like the interface with the part of you that he's talking to.
Okay.
And he'll ask that part of you to move your hand, and your hand will move without your will doing it. Like, it's
Ooh,
yeah, it's really cool.
interesting.
But like, so
So he just like gather fragments that are kind of left
yes.
around. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. That happens quite frequently, because emotions leave a little pieces of us everywhere.
Right. And so like it's addictions sometimes, and
Oh,
like
yeah.
compulsions, like, and it's basically like these parts of us that are stuck in a mode where like they're actually trying to keep us safe.
Yeah.
So like
Wow.
the part of me that just like wants to overeat.
Yeah.
Because eating always made me feel safe.
It's comfort.
This
Yeah.
part of me is trying to keep me safe. And so it's like basically just going to that part of you and being like, hey, we're safe now.
Yeah.
Thank you for keeping us safe. We don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah.
And then you can reintegrate that part of yourself, and you get the strength. You get the power from it. Like, you
Oh,
get a
that's
gift. Like,
beautiful
gift.
stuff. I think
Yeah.
it's
And it
Blows my mind how gifted everybody is in a different way.
It's so cool.
We're all so unique, you know, in what we offer. I have seen fragment of myself in a past life. I actually was doing a guided meditation for someone, and I'm sitting there in the meditation, and she's like, "Okay, I want you to picture a house." And I saw this really old farmhouse with this really big front porch, and there was something, I'm going to say something, rocking in a rocking chair. And she's like, "Okay, we're going to walk up to the house." And there was a whole exercise that she wanted to do with walking in this house. Well, I got stuck on the porch with whatever this was rocking in the chair. And I'm looking at this thing rocking in the chair, and it was like a shadow being. And at that point, I had known enough not to have fear when I do meditations, but to be curious. So I was curious, and it was like crooked and everything. I mean, if I hadn't been where I was, I probably would have been freaked out. But I got curious and I asked, and it was an actual fragment of me, which blew my mind. It was a fragment of me left that was still haunting this house down south somewhere, this house down south, because the house had caught on fire. And I was still in that place, in that moment, in that house, on that chair. And I
Yeah.
found myself and brought that piece back. I had to hug myself, and I had to kind of incorporate that back in, is how it worked, bringing love back in, saying, "You don't need, you know, we're gonna let this go, and we're gonna heal this, whatever." I don't know. They told me what to say, and yeah, that was the first time I saw a fragment of myself, and it's pretty freaky looking. It's like, they're like, "What is that? What is that crickety?" Yeah, it was trauma from experiencing my house catching on fire and losing my home,
That's
and I
really
was still
interesting.
there haunting it.
Yeah, I'm glad
And
you.
here I
I'm.
am living this life. How is that possible?
That's the
Isn't
coolest
that
thing.
crazy?
So, like, this is really interesting stuff to me. And I really like my. This is
Yeah.
my shit. You know what I mean? Like, I love
Okay,
it, right?
let's
Like,
go.
so this to me is a really good indication of how this actually works and what this looks like. Like, and what I mean,
Yeah.
this reality, this plane, and who we are. Because the fact that you, a past version of you, can be haunting a place and also reincarnate into a new body and go living in your life too, because we have this idea that my soul is just this one thing. But
It's
like
not so crazy.
the Egyptians believe we had seven souls.
Oh,
The Old
interesting.
Norse believe we had at least four. I think it's four, maybe more. There's many cultures that know that our souls are component. They're like, dude, they're like Voltron. You know what I mean? It's like,
Like
it's like
little, yeah, little
multiple.
segments of each thing.
Yes. And so,
Yeah.
like, I know for the Norse, it's like there are certain ancestors that agree to come and aid you, and they will become part of your soul. And then there's other kind of like spirits, like swirl, like your spirit team swirling around you. Like, obviously, you know,
Yeah.
like there's
There's
members
outside
of
teams
your.
too, for
Yeah.
sure. Yeah.
And so, but like some of them actually like volunteer to come back and be a part of you, to be a component of
I've
your
heard of
soul.
that. I've heard of, so a friend of mine, she has a friend who keeps having the same exact similar experiences happen to her. And sometimes the same thoughts are like, "Oh my gosh, I was thinking about that same thing." And their lives, they feel like they're, what do you call them, split souls, or what do they call those? I forget. But like, it's interesting to watch how her life and this life, it's like they're both the same soul but split.
Yeah.
And I've never really seen anybody except for those two be like that.
Okay.
But yeah, two experiences.
So this brings us back to my story.
Okay.
Because what I basically learned from thinking about your tap and tune in and the things you told me was you saw all these different lives where the two of us were incarnated together as twin brothers.
Yes. Were you
You saw,
Azteca or
yeah,
something?
we were Aztec, we were Egyptian, we were in all these different
Egyptian.
places making
Well, you guys
offerings.
used to fight each other in the Egyptian one. You guys were kind of battling each other there.
Which is very
But,
interesting because there's some mythology connections to that too.
oh,
Yeah. And
yeah.
so I looked a lot of that up.
Oh, cool.
But here's the interesting part. There's based on what we were just talking about, because basically what it is that this person has been incarnate with me in all these lives, and in this life, they were not incarnate, but they're here.
He's with you.
Yes, but look,
is he you?
I've
That did confuse
felt,
me.
I have felt my whole life that there was something missing. I've never felt comfortable in my own skin. I've never understood what it was. It led me to alcoholism and drug addiction because I felt incomplete. I felt like there was just something wrong about this world and this existence that I'm in. Like something is wrong. Something's not here.
Yeah.
And it's that this is like the first incarnation, or maybe just like one of those first incarnations where like that soul wasn't actually with me in the
Yeah,
physical
that makes me
form.
emotional.
Yes, it made me emotional too when I got it. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah,
So
that makes
like,
sense because you guys were twins.
yes. And so like, right. And so it's totally like, it's disorienting almost. It's like, this is wrong. Like, but so now this life's, one of this life's journeys and challenges for me is to know that he's there in probably a part of me, honestly. But
He feels like maybe he is you.
like I said, like he chose this time to come and be a part of my soul. But
Oh.
that feels on a physical level like he's not there. And so it's the journey of realizing that he is there. And so I've been integrating him back into myself, just like I talked about what my friend Lance does, bringing that part into me. So like I invite him in. I'm like, let's do this today. Come
Wow.
on. And so
Wow.
like closer and
Twins.
closer, like in,
I mean, think
inhabit this
about it.
body with me.
Twins. Twins are like that. They share. Remember, they. Sh I mean, I don't know. From what I know from twins, they share thoughts. They share emotions. Yes, they're
Yeah.
different versions of yourself. Sometimes opposite versions of a personality. But there's like this thing with twins where they can sense each other, and that kind of blows my mind with you saying that because that is the whole split soul
Yeah.
theory, or the you know we're. The same soul having different experiences, one for in your case is in spirit, and one is here on earth.
Yeah.
That's wild. Okay. All right. That
And
makes
so,
complete sense to me. Now, why I kept getting confused when I was
yes.
tuning in for you, and even in the beginning when we were talking about you, is that you or is that him?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That makes sense. That completely makes sense
Really
now.
cool stuff. And so
Yeah.
like so so
He's
I'm
beautiful, by the way, this guy. And it's you. Now that we're talking,
hell yeah.
it's
That's
like
so cool.
your own little soldier and your own protector. I mean, how wild is that?
Yeah, it's wild. I love this stuff. It gets so weird. It gets so
It
weird.
gets weird quick because it's hard
And
for
it
our
all fits.
brains
Oh,
to.
and there's a twin connection too because I'm a Gemini rising. So like
Oh,
the
right.
constellation Gemini was rising on the horizon at the moment and place of my birth.
Huh.
At the exact, it's like an hourly thing, like an hour later and I would have had a different one. That's what our rising works. It's
Ah.
very, very specific to place, location, time, etc. And I also have, so I also look at my stars of my birth, the fixed stars of my birth,
Yeah.
and I have Castor for multiple positions. Like Castor is all up in my birth star chart. So basically like I have business with, and you know, Castor and Pollux are the twins of Gemini.
Right.
But they're also, they're from Jason and the Argonauts, and Castor is the twin
Okay.
that dies.
Oh my goodness.
And Pollux is the twin that becomes immortal.
Stop.
Yeah. So it's like I'm, this is being enacted. This story is being enacted.
Through you.
Yeah.
It's in your experience.
In
But
my
yeah.
experience. Yeah.
That's wild.
Wild stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know how we got to there, but that was a pretty cool little talk there about the twins thing. I mean, I guess I'd never really thought about that. And sometimes when I'm going in my tune in, I do get confused. I'm like, I don't know if this is, it happens too with brothers and fathers sometimes too.
Yeah.
It's interesting on how that, Okay.
Well, and I
I'm
think
for
too
it.
that like, you know, like I the here's it's it gets so weird because here's how I see it happening. Like all my ancestral lines get together and all the spirits that walk with them get together and they say, "Okay, who are we sending here?" And they're like, "Okay, I want to
For our
send this."
lineage.
Yeah, who are we sending for our lineage to do the work that we need to do right now? And they will have volunteers come forward that'll come forward to help, or they'll choose certain, like, okay, this part of this person needs to come back right now. Like, this is the energy that we need right now. Oh yeah, that person was really good at that. Let's get some of them. And they're cooking like a soup that's you.
I know.
And like, so all of those, so like, I may be a I think reincarnation happens a lot of the time within the ancestral line.
So yes, I've seen that quite a bit actually. In some tune-ins, yeah. I have seen that happen quite a bit. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, yeah. And I think right now, especially like, there's a lot going on. So like a lot of, it's an exciting time to be alive because there's a lot of like old gifts coming back. Like we talked about that before. We talked about that on the last episode.
Sure.
All the,
yeah. I mean, this one tune-in that I did, was talking about how miraculous it is that every single person who happened to get with every single person perfectly, just so that they're not only are ancestors allowing whatever to come in, but you are also choosing to be a part of that too.
Yes.
So you could be in that particular body that's been generations to create,
yes,
for you to be able to grow. Like, yeah, all of those things that had to happen for that, my body that I have now, to be created in the way it is, to be able to tune in and tap in, blows my mind, like how that all works. Like, I needed this body.
Yeah, ancient.
What I do, I needed to have this body to do it.
Yeah. That's the body is important. And
it is like, important. Yeah.
Literally, like ancient grandmothers weaved you together through time, through your ancestral lines. Like, it's really cool. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty wild because it goes all the way back to the first humans.
Yes.
Or whatever and you before want to that, call us.
I think it goes before that. I had an ancestor in one of my ancestral healing sessions where we were going back like, hey, what's the last like well ancestor of this line that's willing to like come and help heal the line? And it was my father's mother's line, so a line of women, and she was like in a rock in space.
Oh, wow. So it went off Earth?
She looked at me and no, not even on Earth. She looked at me and she was like, what kind of a thing are you? And I was like, I'm your descendant. And she was like, oh, like you're weird. Huh. Like, what are you? Like, what is a human? What is this squishy thing that you are? She looked like she had wings and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, she did not, she was something else. And so, and then, you know, there were other ones that were like, yeah, they're just like humans that were properly initiated.
Yeah.
Lived good lives and died with honor. And it's like
sometimes
interesting, right?
Bad because, way. Sometimes we were a bad person. Sometimes, I don't know.
I'm talking about the guides that came forth to heal. Like, so.
Oh, yes.
So we're talking about like the well ancestors, like very specifically, like the, and there's tons of ancestors that are not well. But so these are like the last ones that are like bright
healed
spirits. And yeah, like sometimes you have to go back a long way to find that because like,
I've never tried that. I've never asked out. How far. I mean, I've seen my main team and I have explored space. I'm not going to deny that. I went and talked to a nebula one day and it was like confused on, why would we want to come here and experience emotion? It didn't make sense.
Yeah. They're like, why would you do that?
What like, is why would you do that? And they like had all these questions about human emotion. And I was like, I am just the wrong human to ask these questions to.
That's awesome though. I love it.
But you know, it's kind of neat how everything really has a consciousness.
Yeah. I mean,
the energy itself is conscious. And this nebula is not just one star. It's like a collective of stuff.
Yeah, and each star is like a whole universe of spirits.
Yeah.
So that's the cool thing about looking at the star stuff, because it's like what stars I'm in relation to.
Yeah.
And what, like, these are ancestors. Like, because you also said in your tap and tune in, like some bright beings came forward and they were like talking about star ancestry.
Yeah.
Like, the stars
I'm remembering
are,
now
are
I'm
ancestors.
Like I just saw the Little Dipper, Big Dipper, and then I saw like, well, I saw like a guy with the stars mapped out into like, what do you call that? Celestial.
Yeah. Like a star map.
Constellation.
Yeah.
Constellations. Yeah. I just saw that with you. But yeah, I remember that with you and it makes sense because
you
are connected.
True for probably everyone because,
Yeah, but
I
some people have an interest, some don't. You seem to have an interest in it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And I think that means business, right? Like if I have an interest in something, I got business with it. Personally, that's how I see it.
Yeah, because I really don't know anything about it, really. I've never been drawn towards it. But I saw it for you for sure. But there, I don't know if you've had that experience before in the past or what have you, but definitely connected to the stars.
Well, it's definitely also something that I'm like getting into right now too. So like I'm
Oh.
actually like exploring those relationships with those stars I'm talking to you about. I'm trying to like
Yeah.
kind of hang out with them more.
Yeah, yeah. It's
So
wild.
that kind of brings us through. I wanted to kind of use that as a through line to dragons. We kind of like veered off,
We
but
did. We did.
no, it's cool because like I think that this is interesting. Like, so I was watching The House of the Dragon is
Oh,
also
me
like a
too.
show that was
Yeah.
just, so you watched it?
Oh, of course.
I love it. And so there's this,
Oh.
I'm gonna spoil it. Spoiler alert.
Yes.
There is, I mean, is that cool for you? If you watch the whole
Yeah, I watched
thing?
the whole thing. Are you kidding me? As soon as
Okay.
it's out.
So this really made something click for me. And I think it's really cool because it's like all this dragon energy, you're the dragon, dragons coming through, and there's like a hit show about dragons. Like it's not a coincidence that all these
I
things
know,
happen at
isn't
once.
that wild?
They come through to speak to us in all these different ways. They come through the imaginal. They come through creativity. They come through our art. They come through that way. Like
Yeah.
that's how it works.
Yeah.
And there's
Everyone
a
thinks it's in their
scene.
imagination. Like the timing is perfect.
Well, and it is in your imagination. It's just that your imagination is real. Like, you know, like it's like your
Oh,
imagine
in
like
our imagination, in our physical world. And I mean, it's
yeah.
like you're saying, it's coming in so many different ways, all synchronized for now in this moment.
Like the imagination is just like the inner world. It's like
Yes.
it's the landscape of spirit.
We're just accessing knowledge we already know.
Yes, exactly. That's why, like, you know, that's why, like, ideas have a sort of pattern where, like, in a certain time, a lot of the similar ideas will come through for different people. It's like,
Yep. Whoever acts on it gets it.
yes, the muses are, yeah,
Or it goes to the next person.
the
Yeah.
muses are interested in the people that will do the thing.
Yeah, lots of
So,
dragons. I would say maybe the last few weeks where they've at first I was fighting it. 'Cause I was like, what
interesting.
the hell? Another dragon? Like, are you guys? I got a little bit to the point where, okay, let me just rewind a little bit. The whole Knights of Templar video started blowing up again. And I was getting all of these text messages that I was, you know, listening to the devil. And I don't know,
Yeah.
after hundreds and hundreds of deleting and blocking people, it started to bother me a little. And then these dragons started coming through to the point where they weren't saying anything. They were just like, hey, they were staring at me. And I'm like, well, why are you here? You know, like, what's going on? So I thought I was being intruded upon because I was believing stuff that people were telling me. And I needed to stop that. I know better. But after you hear, it's so easy to change someone's mindset when hundreds of people are saying the same thing to you. After a while, you start to question yourself. And I was starting to question myself. And then I don't know, I just snapped out of it and said, no, they're coming in for a reason. Ask them why they're here. And so I started asking, and I would say a good portion of these dragons that are coming in right now are to help everyone clear this stagnant energy that's bubbling up in everyone, everywhere, all over Earth. And they're all being activated, apparently. Some of these dragons are huge. Some of them are smaller, but they're all have a specific purpose. Some of them are related to specific emotions like confidence or self-worth, or some of them are trauma related or security related, or some of them are just about let's get your ass going kind of
Yeah.
energy, you know, like or I'm here because you're absorbing everybody's energy, you know. It's
Yeah.
it's fascinating how they're coming through, and then you go and tell me that it's the year of the dragon and blow my mind. I was like, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's
Makes
all
complete sense that they're all coming forward right now in so many different ways. I had one come forward again today. What was she doing? When she walks through a crowd, she's a instead of absorbing energy, they showed it to me as a vibration. She's almost absorbing a vibration inside her being to the point where her own little bell was ringing the wrong tune.
Oh yeah.
because she's absorbing so much that she was changing her tune, or changing her vibrational sound is the best way I could say it. And this dragon was here to help, kind of on the outside, shake off some of this other people's energy that she had. And he was using water. Like, who, what? Fire? I thought dragons all use fire, but not true. Some of them are
Yeah,
even
they're all
water.
the elements, right?
Saw a couple water dragons. Yeah, they are in all the elements. It's kind of neat. It's pretty wild. They're here to help people, and they talk to us just like a guide. One of them's like brings out a book, and I'm like, okay, I'm watching him open a book with his big paw hand, with his big claws, you know. He's got a book, and he takes his one little claw and he points in the book, and I look in the book and it says new chapter. So
Nice.
like, you know,
Yeah, that's really good.
they're just like a guide too. It's not like they're just up there in the ether, you know, blowing fire all day.
Okay, check this.
Okay.
This is like, and this, this is interesting because I want you to think about the experience that you had with the dragons. And you even said it. You said it first, I was fighting it, which
What?
is, you said it first, you were fighting the dragons that were showing up.
I was.
And so what we do is we go to the cave where the dragon lives, and it's like either scary or it's a challenge, right? And like we want to fight the dragon. But what we can do is we can transmute that emotion of fighting, that emotion of fear, that emotion of adversarial nature,
Yeah.
befriend the dragon,
That's right.
and that allows us to fly.
It sure does.
So like we
As soon
always
as
want to
you release
slay the
it.
dragon. We want to fight the
Well,
dragon. So it's just
I don't
interesting
know.
the way it showed up for you because it's like a
It
microcosm of how it
was.
works.
Some of these dragons are pretty freaky looking. I'm not gonna
Dude,
deny
they're
it.
scary. I think so for me, the way it represents is like I have these old ways of being. I have these old outmoded programs. I call them programs because it's exactly what it is. It's like you hit enter and I just run. But I am driven by there's a lot of old fears that no longer serve me. These
Yeah,
are old
that was me.
skin that needs to be shed, right?
That's right. Yes.
And so what the dragon is helping me do, and to me it's like I'm becoming the dragon. That's what I see it as. I'm going to be the dragon.
Yeah.
Is but in the same way as it's like I incorporate the twin into me, I'm incorporating this dragon as well. So for me it's like what it's looked like, and it's very practical work that I've been doing. It's like I take the fear. So there's like a number of fears that drive me, and I've been taking the big ones.
Yeah.
And then I say, what is on the other side of that fear? Like, what is so that fear drives me. So, like, for instance, say I'm like afraid to do something, but it's
Yeah.
the th I'm afraid to do something, but it's actually the thing that I want to experience. So the fear is keeping me from experiencing what I want to experience.
Yeah.
Because the fear, if I'm facing the fear, or like, sorry, if I'm driven by the fear, it's always going to manifest as
Whatever you're afraid of, right? I
whatever I'm
mean,
afraid of.
because you're
Yeah.
creating it. Yeah.
So I'm afraid this thing is going to happen. And so it's not going to happen because I'm just focusing on it not happening.
Yeah, exactly.
So on the other side of that fear is an ideal, and it's this is happening for me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I am accepted. I am loved. I am whatever it
Yeah.
is. It can be different things. Like, for me, it's very, very simple stuff and it's very abstract stuff too. But so, like, if there's a fear that I'm not going to be accepted and that's causing me not to be my true self, on the other side of that is the ideal, which is I am accepted. I am accepted
If you're saying,
as who
yeah.
I am. And so I face that ideal instead of facing the fear. I turn to that. And
Oh, that's a good idea.
it allows me to take actions that I wasn't taking before and do things I wasn't doing before, and it gives me power that I didn't have before. And that is befriending the dragon. Like,
Yeah, it's true.
does that make
You're
sense? So it's
switching.
like,
No, you're alchemizing. What you're doing is you're alchemizing.
yeah, a
You're switching the
frog.
energy from one energy to a different energy.
Yes,
You
yes.
know, and that's totally, you know, alchemizing that energy, and it's beautiful. I mean, it is interesting on how, even afterwards, when I'm finally like gave in and surrendered, I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna find out, what do you want? What's going on with the dragon that's here again? Like, I feel like they're being intrusive. And then the dragon goes on to tell them how much they love them and how far they've gone and how the trans he's there for the transformation that's going to happen in their new chapter of their life. And then I went and felt bad about it. I'm like, see, here I was pushing this dragon away, and he had this beautiful message for this person. It's my own judgment, my own fears that I had to just let go of.
And
Yeah,
that's
you
their
have to
realm, I think.
alchemize
That's
it and switch it from fear to love.
yes. And
Yeah.
I get to live in a whole new world when that happens, and that's the equivalent of flying.
Yeah.
Like flying is like being able to access another dimension because I have a
It's
different
freedom.
perspective. If I'm like, I literally have a higher perspective if I'm flying. I can
Yeah,
see
you cut
more.
that tether. You're no longer tied anymore. You're cutting that tether. Yeah. You're limitless now at that point when you're letting go and you're
And
surrendering and you're going.
there's another thing I was gonna say too about the oh, I can't remember.
The dragons.
Yeah, about him. About maybe it was about transmuting. It'll come back to me, but
Yeah, they definitely, one of the biggest things that I see that they do is changing energy. Sometimes they tell me things like this person, this one dragon was showing me, a new chapter in her life, and he was going to be there for her transformation, and then the other ones, talking about how, I'm here to help push dissipate this other people's energy that you have in your mind because she's worrying about what everyone else is thinking about her kind of thing. Or whatever, I'm here to help you through that. And I'm going to stick around for a while. So they talk to you like a friend, which is not something you expect with a dragon whispering in your ear like that.
Okay,
So you
so
have to get over your own judgments of what a dragon
yes.
sounds like, what it looks like, and what it's there for.
This
There's layers.
brings me
There's layers.
to the spoiler I was gonna say for this show, okay? So
Okay.
you've had a fair warning, and if anyone that hasn't seen the show, then I'm going to spoil it. So there's a scene where the people come forward to like they're trying to find new dragon riders, right?
Oh yeah.
And there's the
Smart
one guy
muscle.
who like the dragon is like wrecking shop. It's like burning everyone alive. They're all like running around. These are like people that are not used to dragons. You know what I mean? Like they're like just
Yeah.
normal folks that they
Just
gathered
get me
around.
in.
Yes. And they're all being like just annihilated by this huge
Yeah.
dragon. And this one guy sees his chance. And he walks up to the dragon and he stands in front of it and he stands his ground. And he's at that moment, he is facing his death. At that moment, he is looking into the mouth of a fire-breathing dragon that can melt him like that, can just end him.
Yeah.
And in that moment where he stands his ground, the dragon lowers his neck and allows the guy to fly to climb up. You know what I mean? Like the dragon, like
It was a
the dragon.
beautiful
Because
moment.
what happens in that moment is that the dragon sees a dragon in the man, and the man sees, like
Yeah,
they
he's
connect.
dropped, he's surrendered, he's let go of his fear, and
Yes.
he's just standing there in his full power, like,
Yes.
fine, get
Yeah.
me then, paint me
Right.
out,
And that is the exact same energy I'm talking about when I talk about like, what does it look like today to like run into
Oh,
battle, to run into
yeah.
battle with no
That
fear of,
energy.
yes.
Yeah, standing in your power.
Yes.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You're changing from I'm going to fight in a war and I'm going to fight for everybody else to I am going to stand in my power because I am powerful in just my own
Yeah.
being here. Yeah,
Yes.
that's right. I like that. Yeah.
So that kind of brings it back, right?
Sure does.
Super cool. I like talking to you about this stuff because it's so cool because you have like your finger on the pulse of like the a lot of these energies
Spirit
that are
whispers
coming
in my
through.
ear a little bit sometimes.
Well, like reading for other people, I feel like you get to kind of see trends.
I do see trends. So the newest trend I was mentioning to you earlier before we started recording was this whole lion energy. This lion energy is brand new coming in all of a sudden. You were talking a little bit, which shows how connected you are with the stars, about the Leo energy coming in different ways. And these lions have been coming in about standing up for yourself. A lot of them are like, I need you to say what's in, like, in your voice, what's what you have on your mind. You need to speak up for yourself, or you need to be brave and take that step. And some of them, it's about releasing this like blah energy and just screaming. They show me, the roar of the lion and the power you can have of just screaming in a car, wherever you are, and releasing.
Car
But
screaming is the best.
Car screaming. There's been a few car screaming going on, and they're like, one guide, this lion, said he needs to do it at least once a month.
That's good stuff.
Because it keeps bubbling up. You need at least a month. It's like monthly therapy. You get in that car and you scream as loud as you can.
Yeah, and it's like some
I
good
was like, wow, okay.
throat chakra stuff too, right?
Yeah, there's some sort of releasing of this real old, dense, crappy energy for some people. But the lions do come in for different reasons too. But I mean, mostly it's about stepping into your power.
Yeah.
Saying what you need to say that's been driving you crazy that you haven't spoke up for yourself, or releasing this energy that's kind of in your body. It's like the lion in you comes out kind of thing. But yeah, I've noticed that. That's the newest trend that I've been seeing, is this lion energy for sure coming up for people. And sometimes I'll see a lion walking with the person.
Cool.
I don't even see them and they're walking along, and this lion is literally walking with this person. I was like, that's so beautiful. He's just hanging out, walking with this person, ready to be courageous, whatever you need to be. I'm here for you. I'm waiting for you. And I'll be waiting forever, as long as it takes. So
I like
beautiful.
that. And it's cool because I think one of the cool images I think of a lion is like when they're not pouncing, they're just chilling.
Just
And
chilling.
they're able to just like kind of like they know the right moment to do it and they're not going to waste energy pouncing all the time.
No, they're
Like,
just hanging out.
right. Because it takes a lot of energy to fuel like a big
Yeah.
cat.
Yeah, that's true. So
And
there's
so
power
like,
in the rest too.
there's power in rest, totally. Because I actually think more and more so, and this is also part of the work I've been doing, because it's one of my ideals is like I'm safe and protected, right? Like I'm taken care of. There's a lot of levels I can't get to unless I have the knowledge that I'm safe, the knowledge that I'm
Yeah.
protected, the knowledge that I am not threatened. And to me, a really good way to have that knowledge is through some kind of initiation. Now, for me, my initiation was like really dangerous and violent because it was spontaneous and it happened through like, like I'm like almost dying from drugs.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
there are other ways to become initiated that aren't so chaotic, right? Like,
People
more
get there through ayahuasca. I don't need any of that
ayahuasca,
kind of
yeah.
stuff, but like I've had some moments even going into meditation and then coming out thinking I lost my freaking mind and
Oh,
like
yeah.
having a weird moment where like I didn't feel like I was in my body anymore.
Hell
You
yeah.
know, I was like, oh, it just, you have these hitting the bottom moments that wake you up even more. But you're
Yeah.
right. It's like access to more. You need to fall down before you can get back up again. I don't know. It's a
And then
strange
I get to see in
way
that
the
moment,
energy
like,
works.
at least for me, I get to see in that moment that, like, okay, there's a part of, like, I just need to somehow come in contact with the information that there is a part of me, and not just information, but the true knowledge, like the knowing, the gnosis, that
Yeah.
there is a part of me that is eternal, that will never perish, that is the flame within me is imperishable, that it will keep going, that it's okay, and it's going to be okay, and that everything is all right.
Yeah.
And I got to be able to get in touch with that. And once I can do that, then I can build,
Yes.
right? Like I have to be like,
Yeah.
just like the lion can rest in its power, I have to kind of hit a baseline.
I first experienced that when I did my very first quantum healing hypnosis. This is before I could tap in and tune in. I did a quantum healing hypnosis QHHT session, and I was a banker. I was a man, and I could see myself in my shiny shoes, whistling, smoking a cigar, had a mustache. I'm like feeling my mustache, walking
Hell yeah.
along, whistling down the street, and was looking at women and everything. I'm like, this is me. I'm checking out women. I'm not interested
Yeah.
in women in this life, So I'm checking out women, and I'm like observing this life. And I went through this whole process, and there was these moments where, like, for example, I'm sitting, I don't know if I told you this story or not. I'm sitting there. I was a president of a bank or something. I don't know. This was all about me and money. It really is why this came up. But I was sitting there, and this really poor couple came in and they wanted to borrow some money for their farm to do something. I don't remember what it was. And I couldn't give it to them because they had zero collateral. Their property was worth nothing. They had nothing of value to be able to give them a loan. And I remember the feeling. of feeling like that's not fair. Why do only rich people or people with money or good means be able to participate in this society? I was like super, and in that moment, I realized that I was me, because that's how I feel now. The unfairness thing between rich, poor, whatever. I still have those same feelings. And it was that in that very moment that I'm sitting there with that couple that I realized, oh my God, that is me. And that in our past lives, we're still the same. I have the same integrity. I have the same feelings about war. I still have all of these feelings, even fighting. I remember fighting as a knight or whatever. I still felt the same thing. I'm like, this is bullshit. Look at all these people dead for what? Why? I remember questioning it while I was in that moment. And it's, we're still the same. We still have these same, not emotions, but values. They don't go away in your next life. You still will have the same values. And that was not something that somebody programmed into me. That's who I am. And that felt so good to feeling the eternal, like you're talking about the eternal soul, that it keeps living and it keeps going, and that your true nature of who you are as a being lives on.
Yeah, I love it. That's
It's
really cool.
beautiful.
That's a really cool example too, because it's like it's very concrete stuff. It's like
Man, woman,
it is
doesn't
the
matter.
characteristics of you, like what,
Yes.
like, and as I kind of like shed old programming, and we're going to use reptile metaphor again, like I shed the old skin,
Yeah.
I get to uncover more and more of like that person that I am.
Yeah.
Because like
Curious.
the part of me that isn't programmed is at the core of that, and there's like all these layers that have been kind of put on top by whatever,
Yeah.
what have you.
Yeah, it's beautiful to see that when you see multiple past life versions of yourself, that you still feel your heart space feels the same. Everything in your heart that you felt then, you still feel now. I was like, oh, it never dies. It's true. We never die. You
Yeah.
know, and that was felt good because like everyone's like, well, your personality is not your personality. I'm like, what? You know?
Yeah, I don't buy
Yeah,
that.
I have some tendencies that are not mine, but like truly in the core of me, I am always going to be me.
Yeah. And I think that one of the failures is language, because
Yeah,
we
it's
just
hard to
don't have the
accept.
right language to talk, like, because
Yeah.
there is, when I talk about self, or like ego, it's like it doesn't quite capture it, because it's like,
Yeah.
you know what, like there's, it's so nuanced that
Yeah.
like, yeah, there are parts of me that are not
Yes.
like my core
It's part of
self.
you, impressions. Like you
Yeah.
were talking about, I was born on this day as a Gemini, right?
Yeah.
As a twin in my being that I am now for a specific reason to be able to heal what I've got to heal here on Earth.
Yes.
But then there's all of your ancestors that also gave you the body that you're in. And then there's your soul of who you really are, all together in one.
Yeah. And like we talked about the body last time, like
Yeah.
what an amazing spirit the
It's a
body
cool
is.
tool for sure.
Like this friend that's like gonna carry me around, and then like
Yeah.
isn't actually gonna make it with me, like
Yeah, I'm
on
gonna
the way out of
drop.
here.
Yeah, it's not. It's a little sad feeling there, huh?
But the cool thing about that is that that body returns to the earth, and it gets to become a body again one day, because we're all made
Yeah.
of the same stuff. You know what I mean? Like
That's right. Yeah. That is
it's a
true. It
beautiful
is
thing.
weird because your body and it's but your body wants to function properly, wants to cooperatively work with you. It has its own consciousness too.
Yeah.
The ego, who's always trying to keep you safe, you know? So
Yeah.
you always have to work with it and
Right.
yourself at the same time. It's an interesting journey to be human.
And I think that's
I
probably
mean,
like,
I wonder why it's so complicated.
it's so complicated. I think that
So
like
complicated.
one of, and this is like kind of like a hopeful thing. Like I do think that like we spend enough time with this body that like it does make an impact on our spirit. Like I think that's one of the points of doing this, is that like the embodied wisdom and the embodied healing and embodied learning that I do, that actually does become a permanent part of my soul. And I get to like add that to who I am as a spirit. And that experience in this body, like, it does change me.
Yeah. Nothing's ever forgotten.
Yes.
It blows my mind to the detail you can get to.
Yeah.
Different experiences. I mean, I when I was that captive person by the Indians, I still remember my little white dress with blood all over it. I was like, how do I get all those details? They're never gone.
That's wild. I have, the
you
fly.
You get bombarded by that fly.
Yeah. I have ancestors that happened to. Like, I looked it up. Like, I did, like, genealogy research and looked it up and found that. That's interesting.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I befriended them. Ended up staying with them because I didn't want to go back to whatever settlement or whatever. I didn't want to go back. I wanted to stay with them. And I ended up having a child, half Indian, half white.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I ended up dying of a fever, but anyway.
That's how it goes.
But I died of a fever, but I actually was my son that I have now. My oldest son was that boy. Yeah. Completely rejected by society when I left him because he was half Indian.
Wow.
So he was stuck. He had no home, really. He had to go through that where he didn't have
worlds.
A place of belonging. He wasn't all Indian. He wasn't all settler or whatever you want to call it. But like,
yeah.
But we each have our own journey, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, I think we go, like, we sign up for this, really. Like, that's what I think. And then we also are like, I'm going to go and I'm going to forget who I am for a little bit.
I know that sucks.
Yeah. But it's cool. Cause we can like the action of figuring out that knowledge and learning it is such a cool experience on this world that
fun.
Like,
you're right.
I'm like, holy shit, that's me. Holy crap. That's me. I remember I had this experience on mushrooms one time where I totally like forgot who I was in this life.
Oh.
And the act of coming back to it and remembering it and being like, oh my gosh, this is who I am this time.
Oh.
Wow. And like, I had so much compassion for myself and I was able to see it from an outside perspective. And I had so much compassion for what I've been through and
Oh,
for like the difficulties I've been through and all like the crazy shit I've gone through.
You could
that I was just
look
like,
at it that way.
yes,
I love that.
Yes.
Oh.
And able to look at it like, oh, wow, you've been through a lot.
Oh.
You know, and it was just like really beautiful. It was great. And like, that was really helpful.
That's a good thing to do every once in a while, by the way. My guides do that probably every 6 months or so. They have me zoom out when I'm feeling pretty shitty, usually is when they'll do it. I'm just like, I don't know what I'm doing. What am I doing? I don't know what to do anymore. You know, I have those moments where like, I don't know what I'm doing. I have no
I had
idea
that the
what
other
I'm
day.
supposed to do. Like, I have these freakouts and like moments or like, and they'll come to me and they'll say, I want you to take a step back and look down at yourself and just kind of observe how far you've come the past year. What did you look like a year ago? What were your experiences a year ago? And then what are your favorite things about what you see of that person that you're looking down at? Like, you know, bravery or being courage, having courage to do something completely nuts and crazy and put yourself out there and tell people you talk to spirit guides. Like, it's just like, yeah, by the way, I can talk to spirits now. You know, hey, I was a corporate girl. Now I talk to spirits. Like, you know, that was scary for me, but they're showing you how much courage, or I don't know, you zoom out and you look at yourself in a whole different way. You have an appreciation for how far you've come and what you've been through. I think it's a beautiful thing to
It's
do.
Beautiful. Perspective is an amazing thing. And like, I really do, like, again, like, this is kind of going back to the dragon thing. I see it as another dimension of being able to see in another dimension. Cause like, the more perspective I have, literally the more dimensions I can
see. That's
like
absolutely
from a
true.
Very physical reality. Yeah. Right. Like, and then we can talk about that in a non-physical sense and it gets even crazier. But like, the biggest thing that changed in my life that allowed me to live a new life and to become a new person was my perspective shifted. I went from being self-centered completely to not even being able to see, like, I couldn't even conceive of what it was like to think about another person in a situation. Like, I didn't have the bandwidth, or I didn't have that.
Yeah.
I wasn't high up enough to see that terrain.
Yeah.
And the shift from, oh, wait, this is not about me. This is like about how I can contribute, like what I can contribute, what I can bring, what I bring to the table, and what I can offer to the people of this world. Once, like, I start to be able to see that, it unlocks a whole new
sure does
thing.
Sure does. And it's funny, you end up going back to yourself again. Isn't that funny? But
Yes.
you go back to yourself in a new perspective at first.
Yes.
Yeah, it shifts. Like, that low vibration is really narcissistic almost.
Yeah.
And then you start to see little pieces, and you start to come out to the 3D. And then you go back to the elevated, looking down, perceiving and observing yourself, and then coming back to yourself again.
Yeah.
But in a new way, and a new way that's, it's not the selfish way, it's not a self-centered way, but it's in an enlightened way.
Enlightened
It's
self-interest.
Fascinating. Yeah.
For my highest good and the highest good of others. And I believe that my highest good is the highest good of others. And I can't be of any service if I'm miserable, if I'm like, I get to be an example of this power in the life that I'm living for other people to see. And that's actually the only way that I can do it, is by doing it for myself. Like, I can't do it for you. I can't do it for anybody but myself.
Yeah.
But in that way, then I get to walk around and carry the energy, and hopefully it, like,
yeah, your light shines up everybody else's light. Your light
yeah,
ignites someone else's light. And
it's
that
abundance.
Way.
It's abundance. It's, it
yeah.
exists in abundance. It's, this is not a zero sum game. My
Yeah.
success doesn't limit someone else's success. Someone else's success doesn't inhibit my ability to have success.
Like that.
The
Yeah.
idea of scarcity has been programmed into us.
Yes, I'm still working on it.
No, me too. It's been a challenge
It's a
of my
hard
entire
one.
life. The money
Yeah,
stuff is hard,
it is. That's a
especially
hard one.
money.
Money's tough. Money's a tough one. And, you know, I struggle with it every once in a while, and I get tested all the time, like all the time, like stuff breaks. It's like thousands of dollars, whatever
yeah.
it is. I'm like, oh my goodness. I have to try to learn how to observe it and not react to it, you know?
Yeah.
And it is a process of doing that. And you're like, oh yeah, that happened because something beautiful is about to come right around the corner, you know? Or I need to observe it, see it, understand it, deal with it. And something beautiful, it's all about expansion and contraction. You know, something is going to expand around me. That's even more than 222. That's beautiful.
Oh,
Expand
nice.
even more around me, you know, as I, you know, kind of come out of that little contraction. It's going to get even brighter.
Okay,
It's
we'll
really
bring it
hard.
back to reptiles real quick with the expansion and contraction, because my friend sent me something last night, actually, about how a mother snake, they rhythmically contract their muscles around their, like, babies and around the eggs to bring them heat. So that expansion
Aww.
and contraction,
Ooh, yeah.
it helps us. It brings us life, actually. And it might seem
Yeah, it
like
makes
it's,
our light shine even brighter.
yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Mother snake.
Yeah,
Hell
there
yeah.
you go. Snakes too have been coming up too. So that's interesting, with shedding the old and bringing in the new. You know, look at that beautiful new shiny self that you are now. We don't need to worry about that skin that we just shed. We're not going to think about that what we just left back there. We don't care about that no more. Well,
Yeah.
now our new shiny self kind of thing has been coming in a lot. I have been seeing snakes too with activations.
Sweet.
Like, they're
DNA stuff.
fascinating how they move up the spine. They
Yes.
like,
The Kundalini.
I don't know. They're little wizards, I guess I can
They
call
are.
them.
They are little
Yeah,
wizards.
little
That's.
wizards. I'm like, wow, these guys are like kind of cool. You know, everyone's got the creep factor, but I kind of like snakes. They're
I love them.
compassionate, number one, super compassionate, and at little energy weavers. I mean,
Yeah. They're
yeah.
healers too.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. I've seen it in a lot of visions. I mean, my father used to have snakes. I used to love snakes. I'm not afraid of snakes at all. But to see them energetically, and to see the slow methodical movement of the energy as they shift things, is quite beautiful. Yeah. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. Cool stuff. Lots of cool stuff.
So, do you
Yeah.
want to go and do, like, so Do you want to do this? Do you want to
You
do
want me to
the
do my weird shit, don't you?
Yeah. So like anyone that's listening, like if you've stuck around to this point in the podcast, you are in for a treat. And if you stuck around, you were meant to be here. And that's kind of why I didn't want to say anything about it in the beginning, because now the people that have stuck around, this message is for them. You know what I mean? Like it's only for you if you're hearing it, right?
That's true. That's true. And this is a good test for me because usually I do this, like I said, when I'm fasting. So we're going to see what comes through. And there's actually three dragons here. Three.
What?
What is interesting is there's one on each shoulder and one above our head. So let me just kind of see. So they're talking a little bit about upper chakras. So let me see where they go. So I just got to give myself a minute to kind of ground in. They said the three is a representative of a trinity number. They're forming a triangle around from our shoulders to our head. They said, dear viewers, know that you are creators of your own world, is what they're talking about. They're talking a little bit about believing in yourself and what you can create in your world. Let's see what else they're saying. They're showing me this pyramid. They're saying, in order for our upper chakra, so this is a real focus on our heart, our throat, our third eye, and our crown space. It's mostly focusing there. And focusing a little bit on our own intuition and what we believe and what we see, and how our thoughts are creating everything that's around us in our space. They said, change your thoughts, change your world. They're talking a little bit about how things that are surrounding us impact us and our thoughts. They said, you basically. The creators that are out there, the people that want to create with their creativity or create something new, the time is now. They're talking about the time is now to create what it is that you want. They're here in our field right now. They're burning away the old energetic and the old energies. The time is now to step into who you are. So they're doing a little clearing now. So I'm
Felt
feeling the
it.
energy shift a little bit. So I don't know. Hold on. Let me just see what this dragon wants. There's this one dragon right now. He is total House of the Dragon dragon. Hi, what's up? He's saying the power is shifting on the earth to us empowering ourselves. Now is not a time. It's all about action now. It's about burning the burning sensation to do and try something new. It's all about you got to plant the seed. You got to start now. You got to take that step. Yeah, it's all about creator energy is what they're talking about. Beautiful. Well, thank you. Okay. That's that. That's a quick snippet
That's
of what I
awesome.
do. Yeah, interesting Trinity of Dragons. I've never seen that before. Did you do that? Did you bring that in?
I don't
Because that's, I've not seen,
know.
I've never had three dragons come in at the same time, but they formed a triangle.
I felt some energy moving up here too.
Yeah, definitely up about the upper chakras here. They definitely put a triangle from our shoulders up.
Like
Yeah.
a swirling up.
Lots of energy going in right there. So,
That was
yeah.
really cool. Thank you so much for doing that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, it is interesting, and it's a little bit of a trust fall because I never know what's going to come up. No
Yeah.
clue. I have no inclination, or I don't know. I have to, when I go into a tap in tune in, I have to completely surrender everything and just allow. And sometimes that's scary because I only get a name. I have no idea who these people are, what they do for a living, if they're young, old, I have no clue what most of these people that I do, anything but a name. And I have to just sit back and be like, this is not Tina doing this. It's spirit or whatever comes through because you never
Yeah.
know. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I love it because it was kind of like what you just did was interesting because it was kind of a time you just time traveled because we don't know who's listening to that yet.
That's true. You're
That's
right.
really cool.
Well,
You know what I mean? This is
yeah,
not
because
live.
now, right now, is there now, even though
Yes.
our now moment is now. It's
Yes.
so
So
true.
someone might hear that in 5 years going back and
And it'll
listening to
be their
this.
now moment.
It'll be there now.
Absolutely.
Really
Yeah.
cool stuff.
Yeah. Pretty cool stuff. Trinity of Dragons. There you go.
Awesome. That's cool. I have to look into there's always pyramids. I feel like there's pyramids on my last one.
Yeah, I saw a pyramid. Yeah, I was like, I wonder if that was him. I know, I did notice that too. I was like, the pyramid. Usually, sometimes the pyramid is amplification of some sort of energy.
Yeah.
Generally, I don't know exactly. They kept out saying Trinity, so the power and power of threes.
Yeah, nice.
Field right now. That's interesting. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, see, this is what happens to me is I get curious afterwards and I'm just wondering myself.
Yeah. It's like,
It
cause,
sends you on a little bit of a trip.
yeah, that's really cool. So for anyone that's interested in getting a tap and tune in session with Tina, you get that for like, what, like 20 minutes, right? Like 15, 20 minutes. You get like
about 15, 20 minute recording. I just kind of sit. I do have an appointment just so that I don't overbook myself, but
yeah.
it's not really an appointment for anyone to come to. I just kind of make sure that I don't get like 20 in a day because that would be too much for me. You know, it
Yeah.
limits how many I can do a day because it is a lot of energy.
Oh yeah, I
And
bet.
when I
Like
have to tap into this higher realm, it's not like loved ones are usually a little bit different energy, but yeah, it's a lot to tap
Oh yeah,
in.
and you don't know what you're
My
walking into,
skin is
so
on fire right now.
nice. I got when you were doing it, I had chills on my shoulders and like I said, the swirling up energy. And you were like, "Oh yeah, they're doing it now." Like, "Oh wow, I feel it."
Oh, that's cool. Good.
So
Good,
really
good,
cool.
good. Connected. You're connected.
Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about? I'm
No,
trying to
I
think.
think
I
that's
think
it.
we
I think we
covered
had
it.
some good combos. I mean, yeah, I don't know. We
Yeah.
covered a lot.
It'll be for next time if
It'll
we
be
think of
next time.
anything.
That's
Yeah.
right.
Well, Tina, thank
See
you
what
so
comes up.
much. Thank you so much for coming on, and thank you for coming on short notice.
Yeah,
'Cause
no problem. I'm here for you.
I was excited to have you back because I wanted to talk about a lot of that stuff that, you know, because there's been, I feel like since I talked to you, it's my life is, there's been a
Yeah, it's
lot.
weird. I get messages from people. They're like, I don't know what you did, but I was taking a shower today. And all of a sudden I got a 10-minute download in like
Yeah.
3 seconds. They're like, I'm like, yeah, that happens. And it's not me. It's just the energy. It
Yeah.
triggers something in people's field, I think. And
Well,
maybe keep
especially
it
like
open.
you're channeling their guides. So like them hearing the information that their guides are giving them is going to activate the energy. Like,
I think
and
so.
like,
I
I
think
think that, you
it
know,
does.
we do this ourselves too, but it
Yeah.
really helps to have another person there helping. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's, it just
Yeah,
does.
someday my goal is for everyone to be able to do it themselves. That's an ultimate goal, is for everyone to be able to tune in themselves. I mean, I'll do it as long as I need to do it, for weeks or years or however long I need to do it to get them where they need to go, and then they go and take off from there.
Nice.
When we discover ourselves, like you have the ability to tune in already.
Right. I think it's the
Nice.
only thing that keeps us from doing it is like we have an old belief, like a limiting
Yeah.
belief about our ability to do it. And like we were talking about before, like it comes in various ways. Like it's not going to look exactly like it looks for you, for someone else.
That's right. That's what the stuck part is everyone thinks it looks like a certain way
You want to
instead of just
compare.
being owing, oh, you know, just allowing whatever it is and however you appear to come forward for you in the way it needs to.
Yeah.
Everyone's unique. Everyone's different. Yeah, it's very true.
Yeah, that's why we all came here to inhabit different experiences.
Yeah, it
And
works
that's
great.
helping the universe
If I need a sound
continually.
bowling ring, there's somebody out there that can do sound bowling, you know, or
Yeah.
Reiki, or whatever, you know. It's great stuff to be part of this world. Like you said, it's a pretty cool time to be alive
It's
right
a
now.
pretty cool time to be alive, and it's a cool time to be able to come on here and do this. I always like learn a bunch talking to you, and so I really thank you for coming
I
on.
do too. No
It's been great.
problem. Yeah,
All right,
good.
until next time,
Until next time.
have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. Do you experience weird shit? Do your parents not like to tell their friends about what you do in the woods? Do you make more friends in a graveyard than you do at a party populated by living humans? Do you have interactions with beings that are not strictly considered human? Do other people look at you like you're crazy when you mention talking to trees in casual conversation? If you fist pumped or even just answered yes to any of these questions, you may be a nightbird. So let's sing together. If you'd like to come on the show and flap your gums with me, share your stories, or just talk about the malleable nature of reality for a while, then send me an email at tim@nightbirdpodcast.com. That's tim@nightbirdpodcast.com. I'd love to have you on the show. But until then, I gotta fly. But before I go, let me say this. Remember, you are never alone. I believe you.